Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. Gritty Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. I'm always excited. I'm always sharing it with you. But today, as many of you are concerned, I am too. And as you might have heard on the news, we are going to be turning it over to Greg Kim. He's in the studio across from me. Good morning, Greg. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, Grady. Thanks.
And on the line to join Greg is Mitchell Forbes from YKHC. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning.
And I don't have anything else to say, Greg. You take it away.
Yeah, so KYUK and the UConn Kuskokwim Health Corporation want to inform and prepare the public as much as possible for COVID-19. So we're going to be teaming up to have daily conversations on Coffee at KYUK about the coronavirus. Today we have YKHC's Interim Community Relations Director, Mitchell Forbes. Hi, Mitchell. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Just to give the audience an idea of what we're going to be talking about today, we're going to be talking about what exactly COVID-19 is, how it's transmitted, and when to get tested for it. That's what we're going to start off with. So, Mitchell, let's start with the basics. Can you tell me what COVID-19 is and maybe how dangerous it is?
Yeah, so COVID-19 is a type of coronavirus, which coronaviruses are a type of virus that are around. Humans have been getting them for a while, and so COVID-19 is just a new type of that coronavirus. So when we talk about the novel coronavirus, we're talking about COVID-19. And so COVID-19 is a virus that's spread through droplets. So when you sneeze and you get some fluids on your hand, things like that. So say you sneeze on your hand and then you touch your desk or a doorknob, those small droplets are left on the surface. And so if someone has COVID-19, that's how the virus is spread. And so that's why this virus is so contagious, because it's not necessarily airborne, but rather spread by droplets, which are just around us so much. And those droplets can be sitting on doorknobs, desk surfaces, things like that.
Okay. And is that kind of droplet transmission different than the cold or flu?
It's similar, but I would not be the best person to talk about viral transmission.
Yeah, that's okay. I've been curious, all over the nation, all over the world, community spaces and gatherings are being shut down. And I've been curious, can you catch COVID-19 just from being in the same room as someone?
Yeah, so that's one of the terms that's been really heavily thrown around is social distancing, which social distancing refers to keeping at least 6 feet between yourself and other people whenever possible. We as humans, a lot of us, I touch my face a lot, sneeze in my elbow or into my hand or something like that, and I don't wash my hands and say I have the virus, and then I go talk to someone else, or I sneeze and someone's in the same room as me, you're sitting right next to me, there's definitely potential for spread like that. And so YKHC is really, really glad to see that so many different groups and organizations and businesses are taking really proactive steps in canceling events. We were YKHC. We postponed our tribal gathering kind of out of that social distancing concern. We're really happy to see that Chamai made the tough call to postpone their festival, just because when you do have a bunch of folks in a room together, you're sitting right next to each other, that's kind of prime time for the spread of this virus.
Right. And how would one know if they have gotten the coronavirus, the COVID-19? Can you talk about some of the symptoms?
Yeah, so it's a little tricky because some of the symptoms, so I guess I'll go through the symptoms first. So the symptoms of the virus are a cough, a fever, and a shortness of breath. And the tricky part about that is, we're kind of flu season is kind of just now wrapping up. It's very possible that people could have a cough, fever, a shortness of breath, and have the flu, we've had a very large outbreak of RSV. We usually see many cases of RSV every year. This year we had a particularly large outbreak, and so it is a little tricky just because the symptoms of the coronavirus COVID-19 are not too drastically different than kind of other symptoms from other like the flu or RSV. And so right now what we're saying, so our testing criteria is has changed a little bit, partially because the availability of testing has drastically changed quite a bit. We're now able to send samples off for testing to private labs, which is what we're doing for some of our tests, and the state of Alaska will test certain samples. But right now we're telling folks that if they've traveled out of state in the last 14 days and they have those symptoms, so cough, fever, shortness of breath, YKHC will test them for that, for COVID-19.
Okay. So it would not be just if you have the symptoms of cough, fever, shortness of breath. It would have to be coupled with this travel because we're not seeing community-to-community transmission yet in Alaska.
Right, that's correct. And there were new cases announced just last night, bringing Alaska's total number of cases to, I believe, 6. But the state has said so far in all of those cases, those individuals, it looks like either traveled out of state or were in contact with someone who did travel out of state.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of people returning from spring break, and most of them have already returned, and a lot of people have traveled to the lower 48 and areas that may have had more cases of COVID-19 than Alaska. How is YKHC advising its own staff returning from spring break to, you know, avoid spreading it here in case they were transmitted?
So one of the biggest things, and this is obviously something that applies that we've told our employees before the outbreak of COVID-19, we will keep doing this after COVID-19, is obviously we expect employees to not come to work if they're sick. That is the first and most simple thing, that if someone has a fever, if someone doesn't feel well, they really shouldn't come to work. And our employees are generally pretty good about that. Specific to COVID-19, though, we are YKHC is currently requiring our employees to self-monitor their temperature 3 times a day for 14 days, and if at any time during that 14-day period their temperature is above 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit, they're required to immediately notify both their manager and employee health. We are aware, though, of the state released both a new mandate last night for travelers, for people who have traveled to high risk, like level 3 countries, and so that's the places like China, Italy, and several other places. The state issued a mandate last night requiring individuals who traveled from those locations in the past 14 days to self-quarantine for 14 days, and issued a recommendation that individuals who had traveled from outside of Alaska in the last 14 days to the lower 48, self-isolate whenever possible. So we have not issued new employee health requirements around COVID-19 since that mandate came out, or that the mandate and guidance came out last night. That's something that we're definitely discussing and trying to figure out how to best keep our customers and our employees safe.
Right. And now, some of those staff that you're having stay home if they are self-quarantining, are some of them working from home?
Yeah. So actually, we just yesterday, YKHC piloted working from home for some of our essential personnel that can work from home. So, you know, some staff in our electronic medical records, our compliance groups, you know, finance, people that are vital to the operations of the organization but don't provide direct patient care. So we did a pilot yesterday in the last hour of the day from 4 to 5 o'clock. We had several employees go home and work from home to test out how well it would work to log in for a bunch of YKHC employees to try to log into our systems all at once. We have a bunch of business systems that are hosted here in Bethel that we log into to do our jobs. And so we did a test run of that yesterday, and that that worked really, really well. And so we haven't officially rolled out telecommuting to the entire organization, but we're working on cleaning up the last few details to make it that as many people as possible at YKHC will be able to telecommute, at least on a temporary basis.
Mm-hmm. And as this virus potentially spreads further, a lot of other organizations, they might have to start working from home, too. Have you guys seen anything or learned anything that might be useful to other organizations that might have to work from home?
So one of the biggest things that we've seen and we've kind of heard from other peers is just having a at some point or another, organizations, especially ones that are as big as YKHC, are going to need to have a clear-cut policy on telecommuting. So answering questions like, are our employees allowed to take home company equipment? Is the company responsible for the employee's internet usage at home? What if the employee's hourly? How does the employee clock in and out? Things like that. So we've been talking with a lot of our peer organizations here in Bethel and also around the state, trying to help wherever we can to share with other businesses that have asked for guidance from us on what we've done on a number of things, including telecommuting. And so that's going to be, a lot of YKHC didn't have a company-wide telecommuting policy until mm-hmm. Until this outbreak. And I feel like a lot of other companies and organizations are in a really similar boat. Mm-hmm. Telecommuting is not nearly as widespread in Alaska as it is in some other larger metro areas downstate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mitchell, I think we're going to wrap up there for today. Thank you so much for sharing this important information about COVID-19.
Of course, and if I can just make one more quick plug, mm-hmm. We encourage folks to go to ykhc.org. We have a COVID-19 page on our website. It's the first thing you'll see when you load the website, and we're updating that page near daily, and we're encouraging folks to go to our website for the latest information, as well as the CDC and the state of Alaska.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Mitchell.
Thank you.
And I just want to remind people that we're going to be doing this every weekday on Coffee at KYUK. We'll be speaking with someone from YKHC to learn more about the novel coronavirus and how we can all be prepared. If you have any questions about the coronavirus, you can email them to news@kyuk.org or send KYUK a message on Facebook. Thank you, Grady.
We're going to take 3 minutes to listen to Black Bull Blues by Peter Twitchell, who used to man this seat before I did, and then I'll be back just shortly to say goodbye.
Go.
Oops.
Okay. Try it again.
My kinship, my friends, all the natives of our great land. It wasn't too long ago we lived in harmony. We stood strong in body, spirit, and mind. Proud and true, our people sang Aifaya. Desperately, she dug into her pilot bread box,
looking for her black bull box.
Finding the stems seemed agitated as hell.
Poor thing,
avoiding me. If looks could kill, they would. Eli, she's getting scarier.
Aifaya.
Scare me, itch. Then one day the white man come to our homeland. He brought with him booze, newfangled gadgets and cans. Illnesses, cures, worst of all, bad habits like the black bull blues. Aifaya. Desperately
She dug into her pilot bread box, looking for her black bull Buzz. Avoiding me, if looks could kill, they would. Auckland, she's got the black bull blues. Aye-fee-ya. The next time you visit, please bring Granny a small care pack. If she gets grumpy and has a nicotine attack, give her the black bull, aye, he'll make her feel real good. Aye, aye. Make her feel good, Bobby. Kinship, my friends, all the natives of our great land. It wasn't too long ago we lived in harmony. We stood strong in body, spirit, and mind. Proud and true, our people sang, aye, fia, aye, fia, aye, fia, aye, fia.
Peter Twitchell with the Black Bull Blues. My thoughts go out to Peter. He's in the Anchorage area. Hope you stay safe and stay well. And everyone else, hope you stay well as well. We're practicing social distancing here at work as well. I hope you are. But keep in mind that as we practice social distancing, it's our physical distance that we should be practicing, not our emotional distance. I do encourage all to take advantage of all online forms of communication, to reach out and touch base with all the people you care about. And don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.